Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Wait, what'd you say?
I said, there he is, Draymond.
Yeah, there he
is. I love a series with a good villain, man. You got to love a series with a good villain.
Yeah, I mean, the shenanigans that are inevitable to pop up are going to... The narrative storylines of this are absolutely going to be much better than if it was the Grizzlies, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although,
Wakanda, yeah, I think so.
No, yeah.
Really?
For sure. Because of Draymond.
Yeah, but even with the Grizzlies, you got Dylan Brooks who played for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, that's too deep. John
Morant. Everybody loved talking about John Morant and the celebrations and the grenades and all that stuff.
Nah, man. You got the marquee power with these guys.
I see it.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of loved the Warriors a little bit, at least the media.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, love them, hate them, like they get a draw, which is why I was kind of surprised that they didn't end up, the Rockets-Warriors game one did not end up as the ABC game in the middle of the day on Sunday, like 2:30.
Yeah.
But they decided to
select. How many 8:30 games are the first two for sure, right?
We'll talk more about that when we get into what's popping, because they've announced the first, what is it, four games when it comes to what the schedule will look like. But yeah, we'll get you that here shortly. Let's go around the NFL, however. I forgot to mention this as we've been kind of going along. So, you know, when it comes to Thanksgiving, or I mean, we're coming up on Easter, but when it comes to like Thanksgiving, right? We know the NFL has that down on lock. Like Thanksgiving is a part of your routine, is you're going to watch football starting at noon. Yeah. You know, you're going to see the Lions game. Of late, it's actually been relatively interesting. But in the past, it's like, all right, this is an opportunity to just put something on and maybe have in the background. You knew you were going to see the Cowboys play.
Mm-hmm.
Like those are things that you knew was going to happen. The Chiefs seemingly wanted to be in a similar place themselves, as they had been lobbying the NFL to be able to do that, but for Christmas, as the NFL tries to move in and infringe upon the NBA's territory when it comes to Christmas games. In fact, we know
they already have.
They have, and they've already announced that next year they're going to have a three-game slate on Christmas. It feels like that is something that they are not going to relent on. But it looks like the NFL isn't likely to allow the Chiefs or anyone to permanently host Christmas games. Do you like this decision for the NFL? Would you like to see another team kind of establish that brand of being a particular, you know, Christmas Day staple?
I like it, and I absolutely would not want to see a Christmas Day staple. And the reason is, it's all fun and games now that the Lions are good, but we went through decades. of the Lions. We're like, oh well, just put it on as background noise. I mean, you know, whatever it might be. And also it's a month later, even from Thanksgiving. So those, they want to put games that matter, you know, games that are significant.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
this, what was it, week 17
this
past, like you're late in the schedule, assuming that they don't do any level
Imagine
of like
two win Chiefs, you know, in the future. They're about their Christmas.
Yeah, I think we got a little time for that.
Yeah, like, I don't think
Patrick Mahomes going nowhere.
What happened
right
to
now?
Patrick Mahomes that season is the question I have immediately.
But I'm saying it's possible. Like you know, the Lions are the best example.
Yeah, that is fair.
Yeah,
I think if we did have to pick one, it would have to be the Chiefs. because the red and Christmas and Patrick Mahomes.
You think we're doing all that? All that? It would just
snow.
Be,
if I had to pick one, I would pick the Chiefs.
And
Patrick Mahomes ain't going. He'll be here for a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, they volunteer for the NFL is not going to accept or is not prepared to accept that offer as of yet. That was courtesy of Mike North, who's the VP of Broadcasting Planning and Scheduling. So he said he's not sure that that's going to become a tradition quite the same way that Thanksgiving is. And it makes sense. Like the traditions that they've had for at least a number of 50s. Decades.
Why the Lions are always
since the
playing.
50s or maybe it was the 60s, but way back.
Yeah. It's been a significant amount of time for those couple ones that they have. But yeah, at least we know that there will be football on Christmas. That's one thing that feels very evident. All right. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. Cam Ward obviously is set to go to and attend the NFL draft in Green Bay as it's happening. There's 17 players, in fact, that are set to attend the NFL draft, and the likes of but Jalen Milroe, Jaxson Dart, Travis Hunter was supposed to be there, Matthew Golden, but also like we're seeing more players that maybe aren't potential first rounders going as draft invitees are, you know, expanding to where they might invite guys day two, day three, just to kind of have folks of note there on the premises all 3 days.
They've done it in recent years. We've seen guys in the second round all of a sudden come down from the crowd and you're like, oh wow, he's there. I don't mind this. You know, you can't tell people how they celebrate, you know, a momentous occasion in their lives. And the only ones that are awkward are the biggest names, you know, and the ones expected to be in the top 10 or 15 that all of a sudden are there at 20,
Shador.
26, 27. Like Shador would have been awkward, you know, had he kept
They would have had that camera on him every single time somebody get drafted.
And those are the ones that we all remember, but those are the guys that everybody projects in the top 10 or whatever. If you're a second round pick and you're there for 2 days, cool. Free food, free hotel, enjoying it how you want to. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I do find it interesting that they're going this route because typically on day two, really more day three, is when you get into like all of the bits and, you know, having someone, you know, call,
announce the pick
from space or what have you, or we're going to have this monkey open up an envelope. Well, yeah,
we're live on a farm.
Wasn't there one on a beach last year from...
It was one in, I think, Mexico or something.
Maybe that was it.
Brother, like all that goes in one ear and out the other. Or like, I can't, I just don't
Debbie
retain.
The Texan did it once. Remember that?
Yeah, it's a few of them that did it. Yeah. I think some are going to do it this year, too.
Yeah,
so, I mean... I do think it'll be interesting to see how that is integrated with actually having dudes there that still go up and you know,
I think it's
shake
cool.
the commissioner's hand or shake whoever's hand.
It's cool, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm wondering about is like those, especially on like day three, those picks go fast. They move quick and they don't even stop for these commercials.
Up,
like,
shake my hand.
What happens if you get picked by one of these teams in a commercial?
Yeah. No, what they do when they come back from commercial, all right, these was the last
five
they
manipulate
picks.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, all right, yeah, he walked up there real quick and then we keep it moving. But I guess it wouldn't necessarily be about showing up per se. It really is more just about the opportunity to like be there and with all the environment, I guess. But yeah, the NFL looking to like have more guys out there. Like they're really pushing to continue to make the draft like a bigger and bigger event, which it speaks to just the power of the NFL to make anything palatable and sellable in a way that I just don't fully understand.
Isn't it the second biggest event that the NFL does, right?
After?
Well, the playoffs.
Super Bowl?
Yeah, Super Bowl playoffs, yeah. Probably, right?
That's, unless I'm missing something, you might
I think
be right.
The draft is, yeah, because they travel every, they kind of, you know, they doing a tour now pretty much. So I think so.
Yeah.
Man.
They know how to do it, man.
They do. But yeah, there it remains there. All right. We mentioned this yesterday, I believe. Jalen Ramsey in this really weird spot because as the draft approaches and relatively recently after signing an extension, it seems like him and the Dolphins have come to an agreement that they will seek a trade, which it's still just this very weird circumstance. Mm-hmm. He still plays at a pretty high level, but a big number on his contract. He just agreed to a 3-year, $72.3 million extension in September, made him the highest paid cornerback at that point. But And he played all 17 games last year. Mm-hmm. However, now you have to look for a place to send him. There's a few places that have kind of been put up as possibilities. I want to see what you think about these for the possibility of acquiring Jalen Ramsey. So the Atlanta Falcons, who don't have a lot of cap space, they would have to make some moves. However, you know, he played under Raheem Morris when they were in when they were both in LA with the Rams. Possibly add, you know, a talented player opposite AJ Terrell there. You interested in that for Jalen Ramsey?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about that. That seems like an awkward fit.
Or do you think that the Falcons are in a place where trading for Jalen Ramsey helps them?
Well, no, I think they're going to trade for Jalen Ramsey and he's going to fall off a cliff if that happens.
Okay, so you're in a place where you're just worried about what he still has in the tank.
Yes, and we mentioned it yesterday. I'm not saying he stinks. He doesn't. You know, he absolutely doesn't.
No, I think he's fine. I just don't think he's worth that contract.
Right.
Now.
All right, so here are the other two teams that got put up, and one of them I'm very interested in. One is the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Obviously, they retained Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, but they have had quite a talent drain defensively. Over the last couple of years, and you saw the production also drain along with that talent. This could be an opportunity to add that talent back. A weird one, though, because, I mean, some of the ideas you didn't want to pay these guys on defense, all of a sudden going in and acquiring a guy.
Was it Hendrickson and all that controversy?
Trey Hendrickson, there's still ongoing resolution there.
Sure, he'll really appreciate that if it happens.
Yeah, that's a great point. And then also the Detroit Lions comes up, you know, firmly within the Super Bowl window, so just adding another experienced player could be an interesting place. They did sign DJ Reed, cornerback, to play alongside Terrion Arnold and everything, but adding another cornerback, especially if you do have concerns about a level of slippage when it comes to play, that could be interesting. Any of those teams appeal to you?
Yeah, it's got to be the Lions, right? I would think the Lions would, you know, fit in there nicely with the veteran, because he is a really smart, smart player. Like, you know, he's going to hang on just on that alone. And some of the things that he's able to do in the secondary. But I think that would probably be the number one pick for me.
I'm still very interested in. Yeah, someone said the Lions. Too much money for Cincy? Probably, but I kind of want to see it just because I keep thinking about the fact that they let Jesse Bates go.
Yeah.
And that's just one of a number of guys that they kind of allowed to leave. And it's just like, hey, man, if y'all are actually going to spend some money, which I should probably realize that I'm talking about the Brown family there in Cincinnati, and that's probably not something that they're actually going to commit to in a very real way.
Yeah.
But, man, if y'all want to do something to actually benefit this dude that you have there in Joe Burrow, the guys that you have signed to long-term extensions in Jamar Chase.
That would be it.
Like, give yourself an opportunity to contend. And that's why it's kind of been weird that they have not really taken care of Trey Hendrickson in a place in a way that would feel palatable. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, I keep looking at that. Although, how much did you see the surge that the Bengals made at the end of the season and say, all right, if you just get them healthy and playing good offensive football at the start,
a lot.
Everything else is fine?
No, they were a team that I don't think a lot of teams wanted to face. Earlier I gave them credit for actually wanting to spend money, but then they've sort of tamped that down a little bit, and now they're talking about, or it seems like they're talking about Jalen Ramsey. I think they're seeing the light, so to speak. There is a window here, and if we don't do it now, when are we, you know?
Yeah, I think that's fair. From the 346, Dan Campbell with the personality of Jalen Ramsey, I'm guessing, could be fun, but also could be bad. Yeah, that is fair. But, I mean, look, that dude, I am always enamored by Dan Campbell, and I think I got to go back and double-check the piece. There's a piece about, like, just his particular ethos and the way that he orchestrates this. It's kind of crazy how quickly he went from, oh, this dude looks like he's over his head with the biting kneecaps. And then, like,
all of a sudden,
it seems so weird, his message, but it is so sincere that it lands, right? It is this kind of wild kind of messaging, but it lands because it's so sincere. Those dudes seem to play for him and love him. Like, Does that not seem like the right circumstance for a Jalen Ramsey that has not necessarily found a place to stick, bouncing from Jacksonville to L.A. to Miami?
The way I describe it is with Dan Campbell, because I was in that same place, I don't know, is how do the players react and act toward him? They love him.
That dude,
they love him.
They go to the mat for that dude.
Yes.
But he would too.
Yes. And so there's like a show and a front with a lot of coaches. His is like, that's him. And they see it and it's sincere. So I think Jalen Ramsey would thrive with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody said Ramsey seems like a Raider type player.
He looks like a Dan Campbell type player.
I mean, well, he's just good at football.
Yeah.
Like very good at football is one of those. From the 832, if you bring Jalen Ramsey on a restriction contract, could he play safety? I don't know that you'd want to do any of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
In doing mock drafts, I found myself at dinner, mind you, mm-hmm. sitting on a patio, eating jambalaya, doing mock drafts. That's the sicko that I was being yesterday. But I found myself like just looking and thinking about where, if I was to add to the secondary, what would I do? And she's like, there's so much talent here mm-hmm. already. Like they've done such a good job on the top end.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't even justify thinking about where would you add a safety, a cornerback until I got to mm-hmm. mid rounds, like round four, round five, just because of how talented. It would honestly be, I think, to a point where you were misutilizing resources
mm-hmm.
at that point, allocating more resources to this defensive secondary. Don't you?
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. And I don't think it's anything that, especially the Texans, necessarily need. And it would be a luxury. It would be a very much a luxury, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't think about Jalen Ramsey not in the slightest. Before we go here, I see that you are trying to defend your take in any way possible. You're lashing out. Cameron Smith didn't make the cut at the Masters, and so real true Cam Smith, who mind you, finding a little bit of consistency at the plate, finding some better outfield play and right, playing right again today.
But wait, there's more.
We mentioned this mm-hmm. quickly, but apparently Dolphins general manager Chris Greer has been talking about second round cornerback Cam Smith. Who I don't know if this I don't know
another
if this
one.
Yes, a third Cam Smith,
third Cam Smith
entered the chat.
Football Cam Smith, but I don't know what this does for his ranking on the Cam Smith.
Oh, he's third, right?
This is a quote from his general manager about him. We can't hold his hand and wait for him anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, he's been a special teams guy. He was a high pick, and he's been a special teams guy and injured a lot, and especially with Jalen Ramsey on the way out. That's calling out a dude. We can't hold his hand anymore.
Yes, I will.
You can't hold his hand anymore.
This is more of the quote in a segment I like to call reading. Quote: mm-hmm. Cam Smith needs to come through at the end of the day. He's got to stay healthy and be on the field. He has shown some flashes, but it's a very big year. He knows what's expected because we can't hold his hand and wait for him anymore.
So that makes not one, not two, three Cam Smiths that we have to keep up with.
I mean, we don't have to keep up with all. The only one that you really have to keep up with is number one in our hearts and in our programs, Cameron Smith, baseball Astro, right fielder.
Nick Caserio, please don't try to get this other Cam Smith.
Does it feel like the Dolphins?
Don't try to bring him in.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, man. I feel like.
He's a special teams ace.
I feel like Nick Caserio would do it on purpose.
He's depth a special piece? Teams ace.
Depth piece?
Yep.
Depth piece?
Oh, here we go.
Not right now. We'll talk about that next offseason, I think, is where we probably are. Because this is obviously a big season for him in Miami. Does it feel like the Dolphins are about to
implode?
Yeah. I was like, because they just have not been able to achieve
implode.
What they need
Mike
to.
Mike McDaniel, come on down, man. Be the OC here next year.
All right. Are you already sending Nick Caveman out here? Wait a minute.
Hey, now.
What are you trying to say?
I want a good offense, man.
I mean, I do too. But, you know, you don't have to just.
I mean, the offense going to be so good this year.
Ah, see.
He going to take off and see.
Look at Figgy saving. I was using my third eye. You're right.
Come on, right. That's what they call a glove save.
He's on a whole different
I'm playing chess over here.
Three-dimensional chess.
A glove save.
Or four-dimensional chess or whatever. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into the anatomy of an NBA champion. What does it take to be an NBA champion, and what teams in these playoffs fit the mold, and also where do the Rockets fall in? 713-572-4610. That is what we will discuss next.